below. I was starving out below. Cold was the light shone upon that foggy moon. I was staring at the sea. It was staring back at me. How was I to know? Oh, how was I to know? A lonesome man with no noble dreams. He's followed by boy slaves and kings. I hear the women calling to me. It's not how you get here, it's how you leave. Well, I came up for a breath. Yeah, I came up for a breath. All I could hear was things the ocean said. I kept a nap between my teeth every time I went to sleep. How was I to know? Oh, how was I to know? A lonesome man with no more dreams. He's followed by boss slaves and
Sarah Beattie with Slaves and Kings from her new album Bandit Queen. There probably aren't too many singer-songwriters out there with a PhD in environmental science. Well, Sarah Beattie is one of them. The Hamilton-based songwriter and scientist has just released her second album, Bandit Queen, a recording she describes as a modern folk fable with spaghetti western movie soundtrack stylings that, because of its sassy, rootsy, bluesy and jazzy groove and clever lyrics, works on several levels. We caught up with Sarah on tour in Europe to get the lowdown on the new album. How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jan? Thanks for having me.
You're in Europe. Where exactly are you?
Yeah, I'm in it's a little sleepy village about 40 minutes by train from Cologne. It's called Windeck, and it's a really interesting sort of special place that's got sort of art and industry and beautiful landscape all kind of intermingled together. Laying low for a couple of days. I play in Duisburg tomorrow, and so that's a couple hours north of here. Yeah, just staying cozy, gemütlich.
So this is not the first time that you've played in Germany. You probably played several times, have you?
Yeah, I was on tour here in the spring. I was here for 7 weeks. And this is a bit of a longer, more ambitious tour than that. A little over halfway through, and or maybe more than halfway through. And it's a lot of fun. It's been really great. Just came off some shows in Hamburg, Northern Germany. Northern Germany is a really, really interesting area that I like to get to know better. And the more I spend time there, the more I find it just interesting to to sort of discover how, you know, before I came to Germany, and I'm touring in Germany, Austria, and Luxembourg this time around, before I came to Germany, I really thought it was a lot of Lederhosen and sausages. And I'm happy to report that it's a very rich culture that has lots of geographical and sort of social influence that is very much here and present in the people. So I like it over here, for sure.
So you've just released your new album, Bandit Queen. Tell us a little bit about the process you went through to get to this point.
It was a pretty long and winding path. The songs really started out with this sort of intentional exercise of sort of exercising my different songwriting muscles in ways that I wasn't able to, or I hadn't with Black Gramophone, my previous record. You know, I just over a couple of years sort of developed this collection of songs and went through a bunch of life process at the same time. Yeah, I was in school at that time, and I was in a relationship that was coming together and then wrapping itself up at that time. And so there was a lot of transition sort of happening for me. And in a lot of ways, the records songs sort of documented a lot of this sort of exploration that was happening in the presence of all of this change. Change can be a catalyst for a lot of things inside of ourselves and in the world that we don't necessarily see sort of coming. And so I looked at this collection of songs and I sort of was asking this question of like, what's going on here? Like there is a thread. There was definitely intention with the songwriting itself, and kind of like a science experiment, you know, the truth starts to just sort of reveal itself to you, and or at least the truth that I sort of saw in it. And that happened over the production part of the record itself as well. It became this really sort of interesting decision-making process of where to record it. And then, you know, the decision got made to make it in the house that I thought that I would, you know, I might have to leave very soon in the presence of this, of all this change. And so Joe Lipinski came in and wired all these wires around in each of the rooms, and Maddie and Justine and Dave came in and just played their hearts out, and we all had a lot of fun. And then from that, it became this sort of this exercise in pulling up and pulling out and digging into, you know, the stories of myself, the stories of my life as a student, as a person in Hamilton, as a singer-songwriter, and as a woman. I think the record just kept on that path. And fortunately, I just had the presence of mind, I guess, or the luck to be surrounded by some really, really wonderful people and some wonderful music workers and musicians who helped me stay on that path.
Well, I love the playful feel that you have. I mean, I love the fact that you said, well, hey, you know, this is like a movie soundtrack with all the way these pieces put together. We started off with Slaves and Kings, which is the first track from the new album. Tell us a little bit about that song and its development.
That's a song that has a lot of mystery around it. It has mystery to me. It has mystery to people who listen to it. And it definitely has, you know, a feel and a mood to it. But, you know, in some ways, like, I'm not even sure what it's necessarily about. I don't know if it has a single point to it. You know, people have sort of come to me and sort of asked me or told me what they sort of hear in the song. And there's a lot of variety in those opinions. And, you know, like any good story, if you start out with a bit of a mystery, it's a good place to start. And so I thought it would be a good way to start the album.
You're an interesting, I would say a very interesting person, simply because you have like these two threads to your life. You have this singer-songwriter career, but you also are a PhD environmental scientist, which I always think is rather fun. I know I've seen you perform live and fabulous live because you weave the two stories in. We're going to play a song from the album just now that talks a little bit about the actual process of getting through that PhD as well. But I want to ask you how the two fit together. Can you talk about how you've managed to balance the music career with your academic schooling and now a career as an environmental scientist?
Yeah, I think it's funny how, you know, we're faced with decisions as we grow up about things to do. We tend to start out pretty young being interested in many things. And unfortunately, as we grow older, we don't have as much time as we did when we were younger. And so we have to make these decisions about what we're going to spend our time doing. I was either stubborn enough or just, I'm not sure. And I also think it's this thing where I think a lot of people are many things, and it just depends on how people spend their time and what you, I guess, want to call a professional and how much skill development or focus somebody gives to a particular life pursuit. I see a lot of similarity between doing science and writing songs. You know, both are fundamentally concerned with the truth and trying to get to some understanding of some truth. And I think within both fields, there's also an understanding that even in the presence of truth, there's also the presence of noise and fiction and other things that are maybe secondary information, but playing roles in how something comes to be. Yeah, both are trying to create a knowledge or provide a knowledge to people that maybe wasn't there before. You know, with science, a lot of times you're asking questions as an environmental scientist, I'm asking questions about the fundamental nature of Earth systems and how the Earth works. And as a songwriter, a lot of times I'm asking how we work, how our nature as human beings is working, how our emotions are working, how our interactions with each other are working. And I think as a human being, I'm just obsessed with nature. I think I'm one of those people who just is hungry to know every which way there is to know about, you know, what it means to be alive, what it means to experience something natural, to be something natural. And as human beings, we have this great capacity to experience the world in many different ways. Like, our bodies are really wired to experience and sense. And we can detect all kinds of environmental changes that are happening in the world around us and in the environment of ourselves. And I'm just, yeah, wickedly curious about all that. So I feel pretty lucky that I get to, you know, ask questions and explore those different arenas through science and through music.
So we're going to take a break with the song Holy Smokes, which is one of the really fun songs on the album. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it's funny. So right now I'm touring with an Austrian guitar player, and apparently the Austrians, or Viennese people in particular, have this sort of, like, they like to talk about the things that are going wrong in their life or crack jokes about the things that they're having a hard time with in their life. And I really identified with that perspective. And I think that this song sort of captures that perspective of, yeah, when things are going wrong, if you can't sort of laugh at it or sing about it, then you're kind of in trouble. So it's a place to start on something that I think a lot of people are challenged with, young and old people alike.
This is Sarah Beatty from her great new album, Bandit Queen, and this is Holy Smokes. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Just times you've been rocked. You're just a boomerang, kiddo. What you gonna be now that you're outgrown? With your letters, your degree, you're indebted to the bank, you're indebted to your folks, you're indebted to the government. That's a lot. Holy smokes. Screwed up things for everyone. You're just a boomerang, kiddo. What you gonna be now that you've outgrown? With your letters, your degree, you're indebted to the bank, you're indebted to your folks, you're indebted to the government. That's a lot. Great, but now you're 40,000 in the hole, which opens up a big debate. Are you really gonna climb out from underneath that debt, making 12 bucks an hour understimulated, underpaid? You're just a boomerang, kiddo. What you gonna be now that you're outgrown? But all those thoughts don't pay the rent, so you move into the basement. Oh, the one you thought you'd spray with an existential crisis. Our baby boomers, boomerang. You're just a boomerang, kiddo. What you gonna be now that you're all grown up? With your letters, your degree, you're indebted to the bank. It's a lot. Holy
That's Sarah Beatty with Holy Smokes from her great new album, Bandit Queen. It was just released a week or so ago. And she's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. We're talking to her from Germany, where she's on tour. And it sounds like you're having so much fun out there, Sarah. Do you feel like a different person when you're on tour there compared to, you know, when you're back in Hamilton or, you know, touring in Ontario or, you know, visiting places over here?
I would say I'm definitely the same person, but the questions that I'm asking are somewhat different because the environment is very different. So here, you know, even just driving down the highway, most of the road signs I do not recognize at all. So I'm acutely aware of my surroundings in a very different way than when I'm driving in my hometown or in Hamilton or in Southern Ontario, Northern Ontario, or crossing the border into the United States kind of thing. Like, I can read everything. I'm familiar with those roads. Spent a lot of time in that area. I know people in a lot of those towns around the Great Lakes. And so I have a deep sense of belonging. When I come here, I have a different experience because now I'm sort of in the position of like, oh, what are you about? Where are you from? How are we similar? How are we different? How is this place? What are the stories of this place? What are the people of this place like? How have their stories shaped, you know, who they are as a culture? The fascination is different. And so I'm definitely the same person, but, you know, it's like David Byrne has this has a book where he is basically talking about listening to music in different spaces and how those different spaces create a different experience of the music. And I think it's the same thing, you know, being in a different geography can create a different experience of, you know, both our own humanity and the humanity of people around us, even though we're all essentially, you know, we're all the same.
So tell us a little bit about the people that play on Bandit Queen. You mentioned that you recorded it with Joe Lipinski. I think there's at least a couple of people from Fred Eaglesmith's band playing with you on this album. Is that right?
Yeah, so Justine Fisher on upright bass and Maddie Simpson, who plays lead guitar and banjo on the record, are all over the record. And then Dave Clark from the Rio Statics and the Woodshed Orchestra, they were the core musicians for this recording. And then there are a lot of other Hamilton musicians that played too. There is Greg Briscoe and Steve DiPiante on keys. And Ross Wooldridge, he played clarinet on Holy Smokes. Chris Skrzyk, he plays trombone. And Troy Dowding and Steve Collette, they both play trumpet all over the record. So lots of musicians. And, Michel Di Quevedo, he plays the griro on Stronger Alchemy on the record. So, yeah, so I got really lucky to play with just world-class musicians throughout the whole recording.
And then give you that wonderful big band sound, you know, with the horns in there and then the keys, that just that real feel to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Troy was really, he really sort of helped me, I guess, get back to my band roots from when I was a kid. I played the French horn in band. And with this, like, I didn't realize how much I learned in my public school band classes about horn arrangements and about different voices coming in together. I had, you know, some insights there. Justine and Maddie definitely had thoughts and insights on that. And it was a really sort of open, organic, collaborative thing. But at the same time, it was also ensuring that the clarity of the songs really came through, because I also was really intent on making, I guess, it really, and I don't know how successful I was in this, but making it also clear that this was a folk record, that these were folk songs. And yeah, I'd say that I stayed as close to that as I could while honoring the people and the spirit of who were making contributions to the record as well. Oh, I also missed Bob Deutsch. That was, he plays on Just Like Me. He plays a euphonium on Just Like Me. And that happened really spontaneously while we were doing some work on that. Yeah, it was a real treat to have all of these wonderful musicians play. Oh, and Sal Rosselli, he played saxophone all over the record. And yeah, definitely opened my ears to how much more I could like saxophone.
Well, we're going to play a track that Sal Rosselli actually plays on, and that is We Will Never Be the Same. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Perfect. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's a song I wrote late at night one night. It just had me stomping, and I'm going back a little bit into my brain. But, you know, I really kind of, I think at the time I was really sort of feeling this, you know, when change is upon us, we go through a bit of this strange angsty thing before we're able to actually incorporate that change in a meaningful way. And it's a powerful time. And it's also a dangerous time because you can do some weird stuff if you don't just sort of stay true to what's coming around the bend and sort of, you know, and just hold on tight. And so I think it's a song that, you know, for me was sort of capturing, yeah, what was coming around the bend.
This is Sarah Beattie with We Will Never Be the Same from the great new album Bandit Queen. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
We got his change.
That's Sarah Beattie with We Will Never Be the Same from her new album Bandit Queen. Sarah is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, all the way from Germany. She actually looks somewhat more wrapped up than I am here. I'm sitting in my home studio. We're actually doing this over FaceTime so we can actually see each other, but I'm sitting here in a t-shirt in the studio, and then she looks as though she's wrapped up, as if it's pretty chilly where you are.
Yeah, it's bundle time for sure.
So you're on tour in Europe just now. What is the rest of the year going to bring? Looking forward to some Canadian dates during the rest of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at some spring, and I was hoping to coordinate some stuff out west for the springtime, but it looks like I won't be able to swing that until later in the year. Yeah, it's been a bit of a transition because, I graduated in June and basically got things ready to come over here. And I'm here for a little over 3 months. And so, the tour and managing all of that stuff has been very exciting, but also fairly demanding. So I've got some dates happening in Southern Ontario in the springtime, and looking at festivals in the summer, and not going to say too much about the fall.
No, that's great. Well, you have this wonderful voice that can sing blues, can sing jazz, can sing sensitive singer-songwriter stuff. Tell us a little bit about the live experience that, the shows you're doing now, and then what people can expect when they see you later in the year.
Yeah, it's great. I work with just some really awesome musicians, and I do solo stuff, and I work with some really great audiences who make my songs different everywhere I go. And I think at the essence of them, it's really about, a live show is for me, I get a big kick out of just the excitement of togetherness, of people coming together. There's a lot of, there's a lot of weird stuff happening in the world right now that is, I think, geared towards making people be maybe scared of others, or to be more insular and maybe separate ourselves from people that we don't understand or that may be strangers to us. But I think that there's a lot of power in people when we take a risk to maybe, sing a little off key to the person who's sitting next to us, and that there's something that it's sort of something else happens on a deeper level when people are able to come together as strangers, at the beginning of a night and leave feeling something bigger happened, and being able to help nurture those kinds of experiences and have those kinds of experiences happen around my music is just a total delight for me.
I'd just like to ask you about how you weave in the science career, because I know there's at least one song on the album that weaves science into the actual song. But I think in your performances, you do talk a little bit about some of the issues that you're passionate about, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Science is this great tool for understanding the world. And, I like to just kind of take it out of the laboratory and bring it to the people a little bit. And I think that that's a thing that makes, just some of the science knowledge that's out there a little bit more accessible. People know, I think, deep internally what things that are, that don't sound quite right. And sometimes technical language can be a little bit beyond reach, but enhancing exposure to some of that stuff in a fairly low-risk environment is something that I think is important, because the more our language as human beings is understood, the more creative solutions we can come up with to some of the challenges that we face.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can go to my website, sarahbeattie.ca. I'm on Facebook. I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Google Play, Amazon.
everywhere people look for music, they can find you. That's being...
And on radio.
And on radio, that's right.
And on radio. And thank goodness for radio. So yeah, it helps a lot to have listeners. I mean, yeah, you folk DJs do us a huge, huge favor and a huge service by spreading the word about the messages and the songs that we're trying to share with people. So thank you so much for the work that you do.
It's our absolute pleasure. With people like yourself producing great music and finding ways to encourage us all to head off in different directions. That's what I love about this, is that I really get forced to think about things differently and to explore areas that maybe I wouldn't have gone to without someone saying, hey, you come listen to this song and maybe you'll open your mind to other things you need to explore. So I wanted to thank you for that. We're going to finish with the acoustic version of the title track, Bandit Queen. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, that song came together. I'm addicted to the internet. And I was Googling stuff one day and I came across this story of Belle Starr, who was this bank heist mastermind, horse thief, you know, badass lady from the 19th century. You know, I couldn't really formulate her in my mind because she just seemed so outrageously bodacious, especially for the 19th century. And I just started to write, I mean, the song just happened, I think, pretty spontaneously. And yeah, it kind of became this experiment, this thought experiment of what she might be like if she were alive today.
It's a great song and a great way to finish. Sarah Beatty, it's been an absolute pleasure. Sarah Beatty with Bandit Queen, title track from her new album. Thanks again,
Thanks,
Sarah.
Thanks, Dan.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Can't take me down. I'm high as a noonday sun. I breathe fire when I'm bothered, and I'm a red in your direction. Got a pistol underneath my skirt, my coat's hit cold, nice and tight. I'm a well dressed, a face talking, educated woman with folded dead men in sight. I'm the baddest bandit queen you did ever see. I am Myra, maybe Shirley Star, harder than Tyrion. I'm the baddest band queen you did ever see. I'm a maiden form, I got soft whiskers on my chin. I'll turn your fingertips to blisters, prairie fire runs beneath my skin. Well, I'm smarter than the police, yeah, I'm clever as a fox. Got a brain between these legs of mine, sharp and sweet as apricots. I'm the baddest bandit queen you did ever see. I am Myra, maybe Shirley Star, harder than Tyrell Kerosene. I'm the baddest bandit queen you did ever see. But I am the mastermind, and I remind you if you forget to be a gentleman, a kind. And I just might steal your heart, let a little cookie attend a box, steal your horse where you're sleeping. Oh, I'm a walking paradox. I'm the baddest bandit queen you did ever see. I am Myra, maybe Shirley Star, harder than time. I'm the baddest bandit queen you did ever see.